a lot at stake, you know. Suppose Donegal go into this weekend really, really needing a victory down in Clonus against Monaghan, you know. They need to try and keep it in their own hands going into that final weekend. And maybe you're hoping that Tyrone will do us a little favour down in Castlebar, but, you know, that's going to be a very tough game for them as well. We know from recent history that Mayo get stronger and stronger as the league progresses, and they'll have targeted this weekend as well. You know, Kerry and Kildare are playing down in Killarney, and Kerry, you have to fancy them to win that match as well. So,
Kildare are already gone, so
they're really already relegated. So, you know, I'm sure they'll still have things to work on ahead of the championship. But will that same drive be there? I don't know. Even if that drive is there, are they going to take Kerry down in the Kingdom? It's hard to see. So, you know, it really, really is a massive game for Donegal and Clonus. Like, they have to get something from it, you know, or there is the possibility that they will be relegated this weekend if Mayo beat Tyrone, if Monaghan beat Donegal and Kerry beat Kildare, then Donegal will be relegated by my reckoning, Tom. That's the way I see it.
And of course there is also the scenario should Tyrone win against Mayo, regardless of Donegal against Monaghan, it'll be all down to the Donegal Mayo game in Ballybofey.
Yeah. Yes, it would be, because any two teams that finish level on points would come down to head to head between those counties then. So if Donegal and Mayo were to both finish on 4 points, but Donegal had defeated Mayo, that would mean Donegal would stay up in Division 1 for another season.
Anyway, Declan, or Ryan, how has Donegal got itself into this position?
Well, you know, I suppose Declan Bonner has been very clear from the start, Tom, really from, I think, the first week that he talked to us on a press event. He said, you know, that it wouldn't be the be-all and end-all if they were relegated. And I think maybe he was looking down the line and probably realised at that stage that they were going to be in a bit of a dogfight. You know, like last year, Donegal started the season very well and crumbled come the championship time. And I think Declan looked at it and seen that maybe it would be better to ease their way into the league and be ready for the summer months. And we've seen that he didn't start the year with Michael Murphy. He didn't start the year without Neil McGee. He didn't start the year without Frank McGlynn. And I think you've missed their experience in the first weeks of this league campaign. You know, the younger players that have come in, to be fair to them, there's been bad days for some of them, but there's nobody that has looked completely out of their depth, to be fair. You know, they've all had, you know, positive performances as well, but there's just a little bit of lacking in leadership, maybe a bit of organisation at the back that, you know, has just seen them ship heavy scores. And I think Donegal are actually the second highest scorers in the division, Tom. So, you know, you're looking at that stat and thinking, well, you shouldn't be in danger going down. But it's at the back where Donegal traditionally have been very strong since 2011. But this year, they haven't been as strong. They've been shipping goals, which is a big, big worry for Declan Bonner. And, you know, of course, you know, you're looking ahead. That championship game with Cavan, May 13th, that's coming up. And while that is the priority, you know, Declan Bonner will be looking at these next two games now to try and stay up, but also to try and get a plan and perhaps an idea of what his best team will be going into that game against the Breffni County.
Yeah, and you mentioned their defensive setup. That's something I think that quite a lot of people are harping on this week, especially after last week against Tyrone.
Yeah, look, Tom, the thing about it is it's pretty much man-to-man. I know Leo McLean has been dropping back to cover, but it's pretty much man-on-man. And it's tough going at times in there, especially if your opponent gets a run on you. And, you know, a lot of criticism has gone towards the full back line, which perhaps is a little bit unfair, maybe a little bit misplaced. I think if you look at the 2-13 that was scored from Tyrone last week, only 1-2 of that came from their inside forward line. So it seems to be Fuller out the pitch where the problem seems to be, where that if a player gets a run on somebody, all of a sudden Donegal are caught out and there's 3 on goal. And like Tyrone last week got 3 for 2 goals. They also missed a penalty. You know, and Donegal really have to tighten it up. And I think it has to come from somebody back the pitch. I know Neil McGee is possibly likely to miss out this week, and I think they're really missing his presence just to organise that back line. And if one of the half-backs is driving forward, well, then somebody comes back in and sits and covers to make sure that there's that protection at the back. And if you're at county games or club games in Donegal, Tom, you often hear managers barking onto the pitch, plus one, which means that you have, if there's opposition of four attackers up, that means you keep four defenders back, plus the extra defender in case of a break. But Donegal are getting caught at the minute, man on man, and the full back line are being left badly exposed, and that's something that they're really going to have to work on now over the coming weeks. But particularly, hopefully, they've worked on it this week, because Monaghan have, you know, a very, very impressive forward line there with Conor McManus, Conor McCarthy and Jack McCarron. Jack McCarron, of course, who caused Donegal a lot of problems in the McKenna Cup earlier this year. So they really, really need to be on top of the game this Sunday in Clonus.
Do you expect to see changes in the selection? Obviously, we know Patrick McBearty is out, and Declan has one or two other niggly injuries. I know Paul Brennan missed out last week, and not sure about him, and Marty O'Reilly as well.
Yeah, well, I think he has hinted that Martin O'Reilly will be back in the picture this weekend, as will Cian Mulligan, which will be a help. We haven't seen too much of Cian Mulligan this year, bar a very impressive performance for Goodoran under 21 club tournament. But he's a good young player as well, and maybe he's a little bit of freshness that could help Donegal this weekend. I think you could also see Frank McGlynn, if he's fit to go, he could feature this weekend. Martin McElhinney is another big, strong, powerful man. He could come in, just add a wee bit of experience and physicality to the team. And, you know, defensively, I'd say there will be a couple of changes as well. There probably has to be at this stage, Tom, just to try and reaffirm things at the back and try and get control of that back line again.
Monaghan don't have an awful lot to play for. I read somewhere where they need a draw. I'm not sure if they even need a draw.
No, well, I suppose there is the possibility that the teams could end up on 6 points. And Dublin, or Monaghan's final game, is against Dublin and Croke Park. And without being disrespectful to Malachy O'Rourke's team, it's very, very hard to see how they would win that game. And in fact, they would probably lose by a good amount. So it could come down to score difference if teams finish up on 6 points. And they don't want to be left in that kind of situation either. So they'd probably be looking for this weekend to get the result against Donegal, get something, move forward. And the other thing about Monaghan, Tom, is that they played Tyrone in the opening round of the Ulster Championship, or the quarter-final, should I say. So, you know, they haven't got too much time to get things in order before that game as well either. So I don't think there'll be any slip-off or any complacency for Monaghan this weekend. I think they'll be looking to get the right result in Clonus.
But Donegal do need a win, and it's not just purely from a league point. Obviously, they're the most important player this weekend, but even from a morale point of view.
Yeah, well, I think that's it. Like, you know, although people might say, you know, the relegation is not the be-all and end-all, and I suppose we look at your own native county, Tom, Roscommon last year, led a bad league campaign, and then went on to win the championship, the Connacht Championship. But, you know, those kind of stories are probably few and far between. Like, it's teams with the morale boosting wins behind them, bit of momentum, bit of confidence up, seems to help them better. You know, Donegal probably won't get too worked up over this league campaign. You know, Michael Murphy hasn't played every game, Neil McGee hasn't played every game, now Patrick McBearty is injured. So things maybe just haven't really fallen into place. But at the same time, you know, it's hard to be getting victories on the board.
And tell me, you mentioned Patrick McBearty there. What are you hearing about the injury?
Well, it's all very, very vague at the minute, Tom. Declan Bonner is saying that he's still waiting to get a final word on what it is. From what we can gather, it seems to be a knee injury. And I suppose that is worrying, you know. In fact, until you get confirmed what the exact diagnosis of it is, it's probably, you know, there are concerns. We don't know. All we pretty much know is that he won't feature this weekend, and probably is unlikely to feature against Mayo as well in the final game. And, you know, it just doesn't allow too much time. May 13th, you know, we're we're March 17th tomorrow, Tom, so, you know, we're not far away from May 13th. There's not a lot of time to be getting things right. Although he was, of course, in a pretty similar position last year, if you remember, he had an injury as well. But he's such an important player to Donegal. You know, he really, really is key. You know, arguably the best forward in the country at the minute. He started the year really well. And, you know, he's a huge, huge loss. And Donegal, you know, if we look at Michael Murphy, and people are delighted to see Michael Murphy in a full forward, but as maybe his shooting boots haven't been quite on so far this year. And Donegal need other players to step up and start supplying those scores that McBurtie has been getting.